With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Hurricane Beryl strengthened over the weekend and is expected to deliver flooding and powerful winds along a stretch of the Texas coastline south of Corpus Christi and into the Houston area. FEMA and the Salvation Army already positioned to help where needed, but back in Jamaica, where Hurricane Beryl struck late last week, virtually the only help for devastated communities is coming from the Christian nonprofit relief agency Food for the Poor. Their organization was founded in Jamaica, and Sadella Marley, the daughter of Jamaican reggae legend Bob Marley, is giving their relief efforts thumbs up.
We're talking about what's happening in Jamaica. How can I help? I'm a big fan of Food for the Poor. I remember a long, long time ago from high school, Father Whole Long Days. I mean, like, I've been just growing up and going to Catholic school. I know about Food for the Poor. You know what I mean? And I'm just hoping that together we can really make something different happen.
Listeners wishing to assist Food for the Poor's emergency efforts in Jamaica can text the word Jamaica to 51555 for a donation link. Also at SRNnews.com, a radio host who interviewed President Biden has left her station.
Radio host Andrea Lawful Sanders has resigned from WRD Radio after admitting her post-debate interview with President Joe Biden included questions that were pre-selected by Biden's campaign team. Sarah Lomax, president and CEO of the Philadelphia-based station, which is Pennsylvania's only black-owned station, announced in a statement posted Sunday on its website, quote, "The interview featured predetermined questions provided by the White House, which violates our practice of remaining an independent media outlet accountable to our listeners. As a result, Ms. Lawful Sanders and WRD Radio have mutually agreed to part ways, effective immediately." A Biden campaign spokesman on Saturday did not deny the campaign provided questions. Bernie Bennett reporting.
This is SRN News. No compromise on abortion.
That's the issue that most Americans believe the two parties are the farthest apart on. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 42% of respondents say there is no common ground between Republicans and Democrats on abortion. Another 38% say there might be a little room for compromise, but not much. Amongst registered voters, both Republicans and Democrats agree there is virtually no common ground on abortion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Swiss museum has pulled down five paintings, including a Van Gogh and a Monet, after the foundation that owns them called for a deeper look at their origins. This follows the establishment of new U.S. guidelines on how to handle artworks once confiscated from Jewish families by the Nazis. The foundation that owns that museum says it is looking to reach a fair and equitable solution with the legal successors of the former owners. This is SRN News. China's President Xi Jinping has called on the international community to help Russia and Ukraine hold direct talks to negotiate an end to the war.
Ukraine rejects the idea of a ceasefire currently because it sees that as a way that Russia could rearm and actually then continue with its ongoing aggression against Ukraine. China obviously is a key ally of Russia. It has not condemned the full-scale invasion of Ukraine. President Xi, after the meeting, said that an early ceasefire and a political settlement would be in the interest of all parties. The problem is there is no basis currently for Ukraine and Russia with their red lines to have such a negotiation.
BBC correspondent Danny Eberhardt. Japan and the Philippines signing a defense pact allowing Japanese forces to deploy in the Southeast Asian country for joint military exercises. The Philippines was under a brutal Japanese occupation in World War II, but is now building an alliance with Tokyo. More details at SRNnews.com.